Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Affirmations for Low Mood Days, Gentle Motivation. You know, life can sometimes feel like a never-ending marathon, right? We're constantly juggling work, relationships, responsibilities. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and forget to take care of ourselves. But trust me, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul, so you can show up as your best self every single day. And today, we're focusing on Self-Care Sunday, a day dedicated to prioritizing your mental well-being. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, Laura, Sunday is for brunch with friends, catching up on sleep, or finally tackling that laundry pile. And listen, those things are totally important too. But carving out even just an hour, maybe two, for dedicated self-care can make a world of difference. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that will help you rock your self-care Sunday and set yourself up for a week of positivity and productivity. First off, ditch the guilt. Seriously, stop telling yourself you shouldn't relax or spend time on things that bring you joy. You deserve it. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like fueling your car. If you keep running on empty, eventually you're going to break down. So, treat yourself with the same kindness and respect you would offer a dear friend. Next up, listen to your body and mind. What are they craving? A long, hot bath? A good book tucked away in a cozy nook? An invigorating walk in nature? Pay attention to those little whispers and give yourself what you truly need. Maybe it's time for a digital detox, unplug from social media and the constant stream of information, just breathe and be present. Speaking of presence, try incorporating some mindfulness into your Sunday. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can calm your nervous system and center your mind. You could also try a guided meditation app. They're seriously awesome. Remember, it's all about being kind to yourself and creating space for stillness amidst the busyness of life. And let's talk creativity. Self-care isn't just about relaxation, it's about nourishing your soul. So, get those creative juices flowing. Paint, write, dance, sing, whatever brings you joy and allows you to express yourself freely. Remember that little girl or boy who loved to draw or build with Legos? Tap into that inner child. Lastly, don't forget the power of connection. Sometimes, all we need is a good chat with a loved one, a heartfelt laugh, or simply knowing we're not alone in this journey. Make time for meaningful connections, call a friend, spend quality time with family, or even join a local group that shares your interests. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up on Sunday morning, sunlight streaming through your window. No alarm clock screaming at you to get out of bed. Instead, you take a deep breath, stretch your limbs, and feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. You have absolutely no plans other than taking care of yourself. You whip up a delicious, healthy breakfast, light some candles, put on your favorite music, and curl up with a good book. As you read, you find yourself fully present in each moment, enjoying the quiet solitude. Later, you go for a walk in nature, feeling the fresh air on your face and listening to the birds singing. When you return home, you indulge in a relaxing bath with essential oils, followed by a nourishing homemade meal. And before you know it, the day is filled with activities that nurture your mind, body, and soul. Doesn't that sound amazing? Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your mental well-being, you're not only making yourself happier, healthier, and more resilient, but you're also setting a powerful example for others. So, go ahead, plan your self-care Sunday. Schedule it in, treat it like an important appointment, and watch as the magic unfolds. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And remember, keep shining bright. Until next time, stay positive, stay motivated, and never underestimate the power of self-love.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.